Designing airy tops from HIS and IQ, intermediate level, in Ableton Live. Let's go. Today we're making that glossy, fast-feeling top layer you hear in modern drum and bass. Not a hat loop, not another break. It's more like a layer of air that sits above everything and makes the drums feel quicker, brighter, and more expensive without stepping on the groove. Think of it like this. If your kick and snare are the punch, and your hats are the pattern, the airy tops are the atmosphere. You don't notice them as a sound. You notice them as energy. We are building a reusable air top rack using only stock Ableton devices. The core idea is simple. Start with HIS, then sculpt it so only the useful air remains. Add movement so it behaves like rhythm, then control the dynamics so it breathes with the snare. Before we touch any devices, set your session tempo to 172 BPM. That's a great DNB sweet spot for rollers and liquid, and it makes our timing choices feel realistic. Now make a drum bus group. Or at least group your drum elements, kick, snare, hats, breaks, whatever you're using. Then create a new track called IR Tops and route it to your drum group. You can send it to the master, but putting it in the drum group makes gain staging and glue easier later. Step 1 is choosing your HIS source. You've got 3 solid options, and the right choice depends on the vibe. Option A is clean and controllable. White noise from operator. Make a MIDI track, drop an operator, and enable the noise oscillator. Then draw a long MIDI note, like 4 to 8 bars, so the noise is continuous. This is the most surgical option, and it's great for modern clean rollers and liquid. Option B is character. Vinyl HIS or room tone as an audio loop. Drop it on the AIR Tops track, loop it across 8 or 16 bars. If it's mostly broadband noise, try Complex Pro. If it has little transient ticks, beats mode can be tighter. This option tends to sit instantly in jungle-inspired stuff, because it already has real-world texture. Option C is glue. Resample from your own break. Duplicate your break track. Freeze and flatten or resample it. Then we're going to EQ it aggressively until it becomes mostly top air. This is super cohesive, because the air layer is literally coming from the same drum recording. Quick coach note. Don't decide with the air soloed. Decide with the full drums playing. The whole point is how it changes the feel of the groove. Now, the main technique. EQ8 sculpting. Put EQ8 first in the chain. And here's the part that surprises people. We're high passing extremely high, like 6 to 10 kHz high. Set a high pass filter, 48 dB per octave, dart around 8 kHz. Yes, it'll sound thin and kind of ridiculous by itself. That's correct. You're building tops, not noise with mids. If you leave 2 to 6 kHz in there, you will mask the snare crack and make vocals and synths feel papery. Next, we hunt harshness. Add a narrow bell, with a EQ around 6 to 10. Then sweep slowly around 7 to 9 kHz, and again around 10 to 12 kHz. When it suddenly feels like it's stabbing your ear, dip it. Usually minus 2 to minus 6 dB. Keep those cuts as small as possible, because if you overdo it, the air layer starts sounding dull and disconnected. Then, optionally, add an air shelf. High shelf at around 14 to 16 kHz, maybe plus 1 to plus 4 dB. This is where people get into trouble. If it starts sounding fizzy, like spray can brightness, back it off. In a busy roller, you often want the plateau of energy more around 10 to 14 kHz, not a giant spike at 16 or 18. That spike is impressive for 5 seconds and then it becomes ear fatigue. If you want to check yourself, drop Ableton Spectrum after the rack temporarily. You're looking for a gentle lift-up top, not sharp skyscraper peaks. Big narrow peaks usually mean whistle or ring, not air. Okay, now that we have the frequency range roughly right, we need it to feel alive. Static noise is just a blanket. The trick is movement. Add auto filter after EQ8. Start with band pass if you want it more hat-like, or high pass if you want it smoother. Let's do band pass for the classic shimmer. Set the filter frequency around 9 to 12 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 0.7 to 1.4. That tiny resonance is what turns plain HIS into shimmer. Add a touch of drive, maybe 1 to 4, but keep it subtle. Now enable the LFO. Set the amount around 10 to 25%, and sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. At 172 BPM, 1/16 movement can imply that fast hat bed feeling without you actually programming hats. Adjust the offset so the filter never closes so far that the air disappears, and the groove feels like it's losing energy. We are not trying to make an obvious wobble. This is micro motion. If you notice it as an effect, it's probably too much. If you only notice it when you mute the track and suddenly everything feels slower, you nailed it. Next, make it breathe with the drums. Add a compressor after auto filter and turn on sidechain. Choose the snare as the input. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release somewhere around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. Here's a big teacher tip. Sidechain timing matters more than sidechain amount. If the pump feels late or kind of seasick, don't instantly change the threshold. Change the release. You want the air to reappear in time with the groove, often just before the next implied subdivision you want people to feel. In DNB, that's frequently a 1/16 to 1/8 kind of return. Also, snare sidechain is a cheat code. It keeps the air out of the snare crack, so the snare sounds louder and cleaner without you actually turning it up. If you want, you can also sidechain to the kick, but keep it gentle. A common workflow is a dedicated sidechain trigger track, but for now, snare only is already powerful. Now we control spikes and add density. Noise can have random peaks that turn into harsh little needles on louder systems. Add saturator. Try soft sine or analog clip. Put the drive around 2 to 6 dB and enable soft clip. Listen carefully. If saturation makes it fizzier in a bad way, reduce drive and go back to EQ8 for a tiny dip around 8 to 10 kHz. That's often the zone where harshness blooms. Then add a limiter last. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. You're not trying to crush it. You're just catching occasional spikes, like 1 to 2 dB of reduction at most. Now stereo. Airy tops and TNB feel wide, but wide bright noise can wreck mono compatibility and make your mix feel detached. Add utility near the end. Start with width around 130%. And you can push to 160 if it's behaving. Turn bass mono on, somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. You probably high-passed so hard it won't matter much, but it's good habit, and it prevents weirdness if your source had lower junk. If you want extra shimmer, add chorus ensemble very subtly. Keep the mix low, like 5 to 15%. If the top starts sounding like a pad, you've gone too far. And here's the non-negotiable check. Mono test. Put a utility on your drum bus. Hit mono briefly, and listen. If the top end collapses, or gets facey, reduce width, reduce chorus, and rely more on movement from filtering and sidechain instead of stereo tricks. Alright, now we turn this into a reusable tool. Select your devices and group them into an audio effect rack. Name it something like DNB Air Tops, His Sculpt. Map macro so you can mix like a producer instead of like a scientist. Map high pass frequency. Map your harsh dip gain. Map auto filter frequency. Map LFO amount. Map sidechain depth, which is basically compressor threshold. Map saturation drive. Map width. Map output gain. This rack becomes a character layer you can reuse across projects. Now, how do you actually use it in an arrangement so it feels like drum and bass and not just a constant noise strip? First approach. Drop lift. In the intro, keep the air super low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. In the build, automate it slightly brighter with the filter. On the drop, bring it up 2 to 4 dB for excitement, and try a tiny mute right before the drop, like an eighth or a quarter beat. That little vacuum makes the next hit feel bigger. Second approach, call and response with breaks. When your break gets busy, pull the air down 1 to 3 dB so you don't stack too much top end. When the drums go minimal, like a two-step section, bring the air up to fill the space. Third approach, jungle flavor. Use vinyl or room hiss. Automate the bandpass center slowly scanning, like 9K to 12K over 8 bars, and keep the snare sidechain a bit stronger so it breathes like old records. Now, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Not high-passing enough. If your air contains mids, it'll mask snares and vocals fast. 2. Overboosting 16K+. Sounds exciting solo. Painful in the mix. Aim for silk, not fizz. 3. Static noise with no groove. Add LFO movement or sidechain. Ideally both. 4. Too wide and too bright at the same time. That's when things go brittle and weird in mono. 5. No dynamic control. Random hiss peaks will punish you on loud playback. Let's take it one step further with a couple advanced options if you want more control. You can do a sort of stock de-essing trick. Add a compressor, enable sidechain, and use the sidechain EQ to bandpass around harsh zone, often 8 to 11 kHz. Now the compressor reacts mostly when that harshness pops out, instead of compressing the whole layer. It's a simple de-desser vibe with stock tools. Another advanced move is multiband sidechain. Put multiband dynamics after your movement stage. Set the high band to start around 8 to 10 kHz and control just that band more aggressively. This way the body of the air stays stable, while the bite tucks on snare hits. And if you want rhythmic ghost hats without actual hats, you can sidechain a gate on the air layer from a tight 1/16 hat trigger pattern. The noise will articulate like hats, but remain textural. This is deadly for minimal rollers that still need speed. Finally, a workflow move that pros use all the time. Once it's right, resample 8 to 16 bars of your air layer to audio. Turn warp off if it's stable. Now you can do tiny fades, clip gain edits, even little reverse moments, and build transitions way faster than endlessly tweaking devices. Mini practice exercise. Give yourself 15 minutes. Load a simple two-step drum pattern. Make the air source, either operator noise or vinyl hiss. Build this chain, EQ8, auto filter, compressor sidechain to snare, saturator, utility, limiter. Set the level so the air is barely audible when you're listening to the drums. Here's the mix mindset. Pull it down until you miss it rather than hear it. When you mute it, the drums should feel smaller. When it's on, you shouldn't immediately think there's noise. Then automate auto filter frequency to open slightly every 8 bars. Automate the track gain up 2 dB on the drop. Export an 8-bar loop and check 3 things. The snare stays crisp, the groove feels faster, and it's not harsh on headphones, especially around 8 to 12 kHz. Recap. Airy tops in DNB are often designed, not sampled. Start with a consistent hiss source. High pass aggressively, often as high as 6 to 10 kHz. Culped out harshness with small narrow dips. Add movement with auto filter LFO so it feels alive. Side chain to the snare so it breathes and the crack stays clean. Saturate and limit gently for consistency. Keep stereo tasteful and always mono chick. If you tell me whether you're aiming for liquid sheen, roller gloss, or jungle grit, and whether your drums are break-based or one-shots, I can suggest a safe starting high-pass point, a likely harshness notch range, and a sidechain release time that tends to lock in at your tempo.